Begin the current daf, Masechtas Brachos daf Nun Gimel. Begin the Amud Beis, or Tosfos B'Masechta, begins with the words of the Gemara, Bechila Meruba. That's when you eat a lot. Tosfos comes to explain, what is this time span of the digestion of when one eats a large amount of food and when one eats a small amount of food? That is because the Mishnah said, one could bench to make Brachos HaMazon as long as the food has not fully digested. So that Rish Lakish explains, that's as long as the person is still thirsty because of the food that he ate. So the Gemara asks, but Rish Lakish gives a different measurement. It's the amount of time that a person would take to walk 4 mil, like around 72 minutes. So on that, the Gemara said that depends when you eat a lot and when you eat a little bit. So the interpretation is that if someone eats a lot, so then it's Dalad Minim. Achilim Ruba is the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil. That's the measurement. Kach Pirish Rashi, that's how Rashi explains that the shear is Achil Meruba is 4 mil. On that says Taisis Velei Nira, or the Gir says Velei Nira. Does not seem to be correct Rashi's interpretation. Why? Because the Zem, this halacha of saying the shear is Dalad Mil, is Mu'ed Yaisim Achil Mu'etes. That's even less than the small amount, than the when you're saying is the measurement of eating a small amount of food. How is it possible that the amount of digestion that you're saying for a large quantity, which is dalad mil, is less than the amount of when you eat a little bit? Because Tosfos understands that the amount of time that the person is thirsty when he eats is longer than the amount of 72 minutes. So how could you say that achilim arub is dalad mil and achilim etes is the amount of time of being thirsty? So Ella Nir Lafarish, rather Tosfos says, it would seem to explain Ipcha exactly the opposite. Achila maruba, when one eats a large quantity, that's the interpretation of Kosman Shud Sami. As long as you're thirsty, with the Inchim Kitzvah, that's no set time. If you eat a huge, huge meal, a mega meal, you could be thirsty for the next 3 hours. So then that's going to be the Shiv Achila maruba of a Mu'id, which is the shorter of the two Shirim, which is when someone eats a small quantity, that is the minimum is going to be a Dalad Mil. That's when you... It could be that you ate up until 72 minutes ago, up until 4 mil. That's the Shemut, exactly the opposite of Rashi's interpretation. Continuing next, Tezer Masel. Tezer begins with the words of the Gemara, V'yisim Kedoshim. It says in the Pasuk that you should be holy. Elumayim Achorim, this refers to the later waters, the waters that one washes after one eats the meal. Tezer comes to explain that in our generations, if there is a chiv, if there's an obligation of washing Mayim Achorim, that is the Braisa expounded from the Pasuk of V'yisim Kedoshim, you should be holy, that alludes to the halachic obligation of washing one's hands after one eats the meals before Birch Zamazin. Says Tosfos that Dafka Lahem, that was specifically for them in the Talmudic time, so he regin little Yudim Acharsud, where since their custom was to wash their hands after the meal, Memnei Melech Sodom is because of the salt of Sodom that was in their foods that they had, which could be dangerous and blind the eyes. So therefore, because that was considered filthy for them, because it's a danger, so therefore that was something that would be unseemly to have on one's hands when one's coming to do Birchas HaMazon, because they have to be in a very clean and appropriate manner when you're benching. So therefore they had, and you could understand it from the Pasuk, Yisim Kedoshim, which would say that, okay, you should be holy, not to have that sediment salt on your hands, and therefore you have to wash my achrayim after the meal. Avalonu, but us, says Taisa, she'ein melech sedemis matzah b'inin, we don't have, it's not frequent amongst us to have in our food, and then the danger to the eye by having one's fingers, the sediment salt between us. And therefore, it's not normal for most people to, although proper etiquette, people wash their hands before they eat, but after, not necessarily do people wash their hands. So therefore, it says, Tais, actually, the washing of the hands, what's called Mayim Achrayim, Tais says, it's not integral for us to be able to make Birch Samazim because it's not a considered thing that people necessarily do because we don't have the Melech Sedemis, and therefore, it's not Ma'akim to make Birch Samazim to have to wash Mayim Achrayim. Miu, however, says Tosfos, Anoshim Munagim, but delicate people, Harigilin Litilidim Acharsuda, that if that's their custom because they don't like their hands when it's sticky and filthy, they never generally wash their hands after the meal, of course, Vadilahem Akeba Sanatil Lavarch Bechaz Muslim, for sure for them, the washing of the hands after the meal would be integral and hold back the ability to bench Bechaz Muslim, but Trichim Litilisidim Kaitim Bechaz Muslim, of course, they would have to wash their hands before Bechaz Muslim, because that would be included in the illusion, the Yisim Kedoshim, as Tosfos explains, seemingly, is not that it means Mayim Achrayim. It means you have to be holy when you're making a bracha. You should be in an appropriate state. Now, if you usually wash your hands, either because of filth or because of Melech Sedemis, so then that would mean to be holy to get that off. But again, if the custom is that people are not so particular about that, then says Tosfos, that wouldn't be a problem. That would not be an obligation of washing Mayim Achrayim after one eats the meal. Hanulach El Devarim, we shall return to you the 8th parak in Masechtas Brachos, parak Elu Devarim, which are these things that were the machlekes b'sham b'sil regarding the laws of Suda, which was learned together with Taisus. May we return to this perek in Masechtas Brachos.